part of the Verboten Music Festival happening May 9th to 12th here in sunny old Van. Anyways, let's do the music.
Hard. a bottle, some sugar water, and something red. From Alaska to Patagonia, the fam of a hummingbird feeder. Most of us think of this as a fairly recent preoccupation dating to around the same time as the first airplane. But its true lineage is much older. Late in the 17th century, the Attorney General of Colonial New England, Benjamin Bullivant, described a device he had created to feed ruby-throated hummingbirds. It was a small glass covered with paper on top, with holes just large enough to fit the bird's bill. Bullivant fed his visitors on a recipe heavy in honey. Others did hummingbird brews from such unhealthy ingredients as dry white wine, cracker crumbs, and molasses. Only in the tropical colonies was cane sugar abundant and cheap enough to give to the birds. There, we're told, a popular party for a young lady of the islands to hold a sugar cube between puckered lips, drawing the jewel-like birds to hover before her face and feed. We have a recipe for a healthy brew on our web, birdnote.org. Check it out. I'm Mary McCann.
Hey folks, Joey KS here. You're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on the FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got an hour of music for you. We kick things off with some brand new Parlor Panther. The song Bloom from their album of the same name that just dropped a couple of weeks ago. And following that, we played some Aura Kogan with their track High Noon. Up next, we got a pair of ambient tracks for you. One ambient, one glambient. The first is from Bad Good. That's a project of mine. The song is called Mago Estrella. The name came from my friend's cat. And the song comes from an album I just put out the other week in celebration of my 40th spin around the sun. The album's called Atmosphere Giver, and it was fun to make. Following that is a song by an artist that interests me greatly. They just put out a fantastic album called Scorpion Deathlock. The act is The Golden Age of Wrestling. And I'm going to be playing their chill, chill, glambient track, Paper House. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Joe KS here. You're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1, that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. The last two tracks we listened to were Mago Estrella, the latest from Bad Good, from that their latest release, Atmospheric Giver. I'm stumbling on my word because I happen to be that bad good. The real name, last name here is Mel Bond, so I'll let you put two and two together there. And following that was a track from the Golden Age of Wrestling, Paper House, from their latest release, Scorpion Deathlock. Up next, we got a pair of tracks from two artists who are going to be playing, headlining nightly gigs at the upcoming Verboten Festival in May. The first is Vancouver's Goth Royalty Actors with the track In Real Life. It is a single from an album that's going to be coming out soon from the band. And following that is a track from Girlfriends and Boyfriends. It's a cover of Lovers in a Dangerous Time, and it's from their latest compilation album, Lost in the Noise, which covers over a decade plus of music that Girlfriends and Boyfriends have put out. You catch both those acts at the Verboten Festival. Head on over to verbotenfestival.com and you can find out all the info about that.
You say
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here. We're halfway through today's episode of Oh No Radio here on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, and we're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. The last two tracks we listened to were In Real Life, the latest single from Actors, and following that was some Girlfriends and Boyfriends with their cover of Lovers in a Dangerous Time, and that was from their latest album, Lost in the Noise. And you can catch both those acts at the upcoming Verbotal happening May 9th to 12th here in Vancouver. It's the city's only dark wave and post-punk music festival, and you can find out more at verbotenfestival.com. Up next, we have some Autogram for you with their latest single, Diane.